Activity 37. Now that you have read the explanation of human migration patterns in the reading, listen to part of a lecture on a similar topic.
Okay, today I want to talk to you about a hypothesis that explains where humans might have evolved and how they might have migrated around the world. It's an alternative hypothesis to the replacement hypothesis that you read about earlier. It's called the multi-regional hypothesis, but I've also heard it referred to as the continuity hypothesis. Now, according to the scientists who support this view, modern humans spread throughout Eurasia about 1 million years ago, and regional populations retained some unique anatomical features for hundreds of thousands of years. But they also exchanged some inherited traits with neighboring populations when they mated with them. And we call this exchange of traits gene flow. So, through this gene flow, certain characteristics that we consider crucial to modern mankind were inherited, as, for example, an increase in brain size with an accompanying change in the skull. And this gene flow resulted in the evolution of the early humans whose remains are found throughout Europe and Asia, as well as Africa. Now, scientists who support this theory contend that the populations that migrated were linked by gene flow, so that the features that all people have in common spread throughout the world. The relatively slight differences among modern people would have been caused by hundreds of thousands of years of regional evolution. But actually, researchers who support the continuity hypothesis tend to focus on the genetic similarities among human populations worldwide, not the differences. We're really amazingly similar as a species. And the fossils of archaic and modern humans in some regions do suggest a continuous evolution in regional traits, like the cheekbone structure, for example, which is further evidence that modern humans may have evolved over a broad area among multiple groups of human ancestors.